To spiral is to surrender to radical self-love. What a wonderful way to approach the next step. Radical self-love. Are you familiar with the concept of absolutely loving yourself? Not the narcissistic walls of identity and ego structure self-love that most of us are either buckling in the face of or towering over another with. That is not a radical self-love. That is a defense against the terror of nothingness. What we are about to do is to play with the divine within. Can you allow yourself to meet the divine within? Is there room in the adulterated chaos of your reality? Is there enough space in your day to give over a few minutes to find bliss? I promise so much, I know. Can I deliver, I hear you ask. We move towards a posture. We move towards a movement. It is a moving posture. It is the queen of the exquisites. She, for this is an infinitely female movement, trust me, I just know this, takes you into a relationship with yourself that deepens with each experience. The potency of this queen is that she goes so very deeply into the core of your being, into the deepest part of your traumatized and anxious escape mechanism, and she soothes you over and over as you circle around yourself. It is as if she can bind you back together, a magical, self-initiated soul retrieval. This radical self-love relies on excellent music to assist you, to seduce you into letting her in. And she really shows her cards when you consciously take the very last spiral up, hold your breath, and remember this. Keep your eyes closed. At the end, lie down and allow the waves of stillness to wash over you. We will sit on a chair, on the floor, hips elevated above the knees. This is important for the release of the stress system, but you cannot perch cross-legged on a book, as you will fall over and I will be found to fail you. So work with me on this one. Get comfortable to sit and spiral. You will push your ribs to the side. Slowly, slowly, your eyes are closed, and gently yet firmly rotate your rib cage forward, inhaling forward over your pelvis, raising your chin. Continue round to the opposite side and begin to tip back into a slouch, chin down. Exhaling as you travel across the back of your pelvis and continue round to complete the circle. Keep going. As you inhale, as you come round, you inhale, your chin comes up, your chest pushes forward, you tilt forward on your pelvis. You push round, and as you exhale, you push back, far back on your pelvis, chin down. It's this exquisite circling your reality with your rib cage. Where previously we were flexing, now we circle. And going the other way. Inhaling, open, pushing the other way. Pushing round, and as you exhale and tip into a slouch, chin down. Your shoulder blades open as you peel open, chin up, chest open. You skim around the front of your pelvis, eyes closed, tongue pulled back, pressed up, fascinated by radical self-love. finding the edges of your world. For this is your world. You are circling around your own reality, navigating your microcosm. Eyes closed. Fascinated. Reverse the direction. Find the edges. Find the outer edges of your emotional body, circling around your pelvic girdle. For the last time, reverse. Allow yourself to be seduced by the movement. Last few turns, really finding the edges. Allow your circle to get smaller and spiral up. Here's the magical moment. Spiral up, hold the breath for a moment. And exhale, eyes closed. Be still and lie back. Lie back. And be supremely soft. You bask in serotonin. Be soft. Be soft. Listening to birds. Birds telling the divine how glorious it is to be a bird. Have released yourself from the bondage of your stress system. So now you bask. You dive, you soar and glide. You float in awe and wonder in the discovery. Gently and kindly, that there are many ways to find the exquisite in a state of absolute presence. Many different ways. When you feel ready, inhale and bring yourself back. And it's up to you when you want to continue the journey.